To episode 1 of Vague and Unconvincing, a pop culture podcast. I am your host, Wim, and I just wanted to use this inaugural episode, or the first episode, episode 1, so to speak, as of a preview of things to come in the show. I plan on having a special guest, maybe even a co-host, who knows, anything can happen. Now, I do have some friends who are marginally famous, and so maybe I can threaten them enough to where they'll agree to come on. Now, I want this to be an open podcast and not specifically about one subject. And yes, the name is derived from a Star Wars movie, so certainly I'll venture off into that area initially. But I want to be open-ended and available for discussion about virtually anything, as long as it's related to anything in pop culture. If it's popular in society, I would love to cover it. As an example, I watched every Bond film. Now, I'm not a huge Bond fan, but my brother is, and in a future show, maybe we'll have him on, and we can have a nice discussion about James Bond movies and favorite Bonds and such on. Books, music, sports, television, movies, I think whatever. You know, let's do it. Certainly, I can give my vague and unconvincing opinion about things, so see, not just a clever quote. Now, another aspect of the podcast I would certainly like to get into is the fact in November of 2016, I was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So certainly I would like to add some information and some ways you can help those who are fighting cancer or any other deadly disease. You know, here's an area that I'm kind of familiar with, and far too many people out there are, and I want to help and kind of do my fair share. Now, I've had so much support from my friends, you know, some of my family, my coworkers, and, you know, the different fandoms that I'm in. You know, it meant a lot to me, and I kind of want to lend it back in whatever way I can. Now, currently I'm in remission as of right now, but I'm scheduled to undergo a stem cell transplant soon, so I can't be definite about a structured show schedule as of yet, but certainly that is my goal. Hopefully we can come to a regular standard schedule with different guests and on a weekly basis, but until that time period comes, we're kind of in the dark a little bit. Now, also, I'm going to try to keep the podcast non-political, but I also realize that sometimes it's just going to kind of creep in regardless. You know, we get enough of that every day and Twitter feeds when I talk about movies and pop culture and stuff like that. We really don't, you know, kind of keep up to your eyeballs if you follow me on Twitter. Just be cool to each other, don't hate. So I'm going to try to keep that out of the discussion in most. Now, first off, I just wanted to thank a couple people for this adventure and giving me the, you know, the confidence to actually go out and start a podcast on my own. First off, I want to thank my wife. Now, she's always fed my geekdom kink, and although it may not be her thing, as Star Wars is a huge thing to me, she certainly allowed me to keep being the geek that I am without ever trying to change me or change what I like. You know, I love her dearly. I can't imagine facing half the things I have in this life without her. The second person would be the Godfather of podcasting. This guy has been podcasting since its inception. I've listened since, I believe it was 2004, 2005, something to that effect. Has always encouraged everybody to try doing what they love, and because you never know, you might be great at it, you might even be good at it, you might stink, but hey, you gave it a shot. And I remember listening to the very first episode of Smodcast, thinking to myself, you know, this is the way to go. This is what I want to hear. And you know, I've been listening ever since. Talks hockey, Star Wars, and dick jokes. So I'm in. Thank you, Kevin Smith. You've, I'm staring at a Clerks poster at this moment as I'm recording this, too. I want to thank Richie and Ollie, also from the former Richie and Ollie show, for having me on for two episodes. I certainly lacked confidence and was extremely self-conscious about my voice, as cancer kind of lowered my voice a little bit and gave me a bit of a lisp, as my my tongue is still a little paralyzed. So certainly, if that bothers you, I apologize, but there's really nothing I can do about it. Yeah, they've been great supporters of my ongoing fight and have always had a genuine concern about my well-being, and I can't thank them enough. I also wanted to thank some of the podcasters that I enjoy, who I had a pleasure meeting. I want to thank Johnny Grosso, Hollis Burkhart, and Raj Dolachali, I believe that's how you say it, who've given me kind of the confidence to venture forward here. I had the pleasure meeting them at Celebration Orlando, and prior to even going, they interacted with me on Twitter and responded and read my emails on the show, so thank you guys. It gave me the confidence to think that, you know, my thoughts and what I was thinking and feeling about different movies and whatnot were just as valid as any other podcaster out there. So that's my... that's how I ended up here and starting this right now. I also would like to thank my two dogs, Zamboni and Bailey, because that's another thing that I enjoy is my pets. I don't have any kids, so they mean the world to me. So certainly want to give them a special thanks, even though they listen, but they don't care. They don't know this. Well, I hope to continue and have a consistent schedule in the future, but I'm also dealing with this cancer stuff, so I will always try to keep everybody updated on Twitter and Facebook feeds. On Twitter, we are UnvaguePod. That's UnvaguePod. And on Facebook, you can find us at facebook.com/vagueandunconvincing. And you can also follow my personally on Twitter. I am at TheWhim, T-H-E-W-H-I-M. And if you're not a bot and you talk Star Wars or anything that we cover on this, pretty much I love to interact with you too. So I'll follow you back if that's the case. And yes, I do have a sponsor, believe it or not. Well, it's really just me and my wife, but this podcast is sponsored by Stephanie's Country Candles, hand-poured country candles, and more. Every candle for sale on our website is hand-poured by us, my wife, and myself, with the maximum amount of fragrance that we can add. We use a soy paraffin blend, so you can get the strong fragrance of a paraffin candle without the annoying black soot that you would get on the full paraffin. By adding the soy in, we kind of cut that down. It gives a nice, clean burn. Even if you don't like to burn candles, we have plenty of options that that go along with that. We have scented teddy bears that we sell. They scented in the same candle fragrance that is in the candle. We just hand dip them in wax, and we kind of fluff them up a little bit, and they work as an air freshener. You can keep them near small rooms and bedrooms, and in small areas as you walk by it, you can smell it and just hit it with a hair dryer, and it kind of reactivates things and puts them back into life. We also carry jars, tea lights, and wax tarts. The wax tarts, you can work in an electric burner, any electric burner. If you do use the electric ones, or if you have a tea light underneath it, they're all workable in with our fragrance. For a complete scent listing and a price list, visit us at stephaniescountrycandles.com. That's S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E-S with no apostrophe, countrycandles.com. Again, thank you again for listening. I hope you'll join me again sometime. We'll be able to get new episodes out, depending on my health issues ongoing and whether I can drag somebody else into playing along with me too. Until the next time I talk to you, this is once again Vague and Unconvincing. Thank you. Peace out.
Tell Tom.
Well, I'm wondering.